News talks at me, it is 11 after 9, our number's 0800 80 10 80, the fax 0800 003299, email is Leighton at newstalksatme.co.nz, and you can text us on 9292.
Talk back with Leighton Smith. Call 0800 80 10 80 on Newstalk ZB.
Now, around the, well, I don't know about around the country at the moment, but there is an ad that I heard for the very first time this morning. And it has to do with the Electoral Finance Bill. Now, there has been much opposition to this, but the opposition has died away. Or at least it's gone silent. Except from one source. And I'm wondering why. This morning I've received a letter from John Boscawen. Who has been on this program with me. He's rung me as a caller. He reminds me on three occasions in the last 6 weeks about the Electoral Finance Bill. Now, that ad, I heard it earlier this morning, but I didn't realize who it was, and I was intrigued by it. I came in after the beginning. I heard it again at 9 o'clock, and it's John Boscawen. And in the letter that he's written, both to myself, to Paul, Danny, and Larry, he at least has the diplomacy to say, please accept my apologies for writing to you all together, because he understands some egos, you see. And then goes on and discusses things. He says, why am I doing it? It is simple, really. In the words of the Human Rights Commissioner, this bill represents a dramatic assault on two fundamental human rights New Zealanders cherish: freedom of expression and the right to informed citizens to participate in the election process. Those are the words of the Human Rights Commissioner. Elsewhere, she talks about the chilling effect the bill will have on the freedom of speech. The Human Rights Commissioner is Roslyn Noonan, a former trade unionist with the PPTA, and someone with every reason to support the government. John says, I've met with her in her own office. I travelled to Wellington 3 weeks ago to see her appear before the Select Committee. I have huge respect for her. She has taken a courageous stance. She cannot run the ads that I'm running, so I'm doing it. On his own behalf. He doesn't mean that he's come to some arrangement with her. He's taken it upon his own shoulders. The reality is that if this legislation is passed, New Zealand will be a totally different place. It will not be a democracy. There will be massive benefits in incumbency, be it a Labour or a National government. The government is trying to shut down opposition, and sleeping New Zealanders seem ready to let them do it. He goes on. How much will it cost me? I do not know, he says. So far I have spent over $50,000. Would I be prepared to spend $250,000? Yes. Could it cost me more? Possibly. Particularly if the legal proceedings go to the Supreme Court. They are of huge constitutional significance. Am I rich? He asks. No, I am well off. Do I qualify for the rich list? Not even remotely, including the family trust. Do I back myself to get other New Zealanders to help me financially? Yes. By how much? I have no idea. Do I expect Winston and Helen to detract from the message and attack the messenger? Absolutely. And again he asks, why am I doing it? Because I care for this country, he answers himself. I have been an ACT member since 1994. I have run campaigns on health, education and compulsory super. I even support KiwiSaver. But never ever did I think that I would have to campaign to protect the very tenets of our democracy. The ads I am running tomorrow, and he wrote this at 11:26 last night, the ads that I'm running today, in fact, will be illegal next year, and then 1 year in three after that. Will National eventually repeal them and give up the massive advantages? I don't know. But why would they want to? The theme of the message simply comes down to the Human Rights Commissioner. She made an unequivocal statement that the bill was, quote, inherently flawed and should be withdrawn. The New Zealand Law Society did the same thing. Her second choice was to say that if the bill is not withdrawn, whatever changes there are must come back for a further round of consultation. Their constitutional significance was too great not to involve further public input. The government has ignored her. The bill has not been withdrawn, and from the comments I heard at Select Committee from Materia Touré and David Benson Pope, I hold no hope whatsoever that there will be a further round of public consultation. No hope. The Commissioner also insisted that whatever restrictions there were must only be for the current 3 months before an election. I expect the proposed 12-month prohibition will remain. The government has treated the people of New Zealand with total disdain. They have been talking about changes for 3 months and sent New Zealanders to sleep. I expect whatever changes there are to be produced at the last minute and pushed through under urgency. The Human Rights Act was passed to comply with our United Nations obligation in 1993. It was intended to protect us in situations like this. The government has ignored it. Helen Clark will only back down if she believes the political damage from doing so does not justify the massive advantages that she will derive. Now, this is a long email, and you may think I'm wasting my money, but I'm not prepared to sit back and see it happen before my very eyes and do nothing. I hope some of these comments will help you counter some of the erroneous issues that Labour supporters will no doubt throw at you during the day. And that concludes the email from John Boscawen. You want to hear the ad if you haven't? Here it is.
Hi, John Boscawen. Your government does not want you to hear this. The proposed new electoral law will make ads like this illegal, 1 year and three. The Human Rights Commission has said this will have a chilling effect on our freedom of speech. They've called for the bill to be withdrawn, but the government has ignored them. If you're not prepared to sit back and see our precious freedoms taken from us, tell Helen Clark and tell your friends. Government censorship is beyond party politics. It should be of concern to all New Zealanders.
So that's the ad that's playing. And John Boscawen, as, if I can get his name right consistently, because I've called him John Boscawen, John Boscawen is pursuing this because of what he believes. I don't know this man beyond the communications we've had. However, I have nothing but the greatest admiration for what he is doing. Now, I said I hadn't read the email because it was too new. And I started reading it just because I knew what it said would be good. And I didn't intend to read the whole lot because it is long. As I read it, it impacted upon me. I'm intrigued as to whether it's impacted upon you, and I'm intrigued to know whether or not you are asleep, or whether or not you still feel, because plenty of people seemed to at the time, you know, some time ago, whether you still feel as strongly as you did, and what you might be prepared to do about it, and whether you would back John in the campaign that he's running, solo, at this particular point of time, it seems. Because everything that he said in there, I believe, is true. The government is treating us like sheep, and they have played this one very handsomely, I might say, very handsomely, and it's now on the back burner, and all the opposition that you read about it and heard about it from the Law Society has all sort of been shuffled away, and everyone stopped talking about it. I raise it this morning because it's important, and because I admire this man and what he's doing.